So, welcome back to the podcast. I now want to talk about a false sense of threat. This happens to me a lot, where if I see something that seems threatening to my life in social media and people talking, I just go into overdrive of that threat, because we are biologically built that way. If we see a slight chance of threat against our lives, against our well-being, we see that as a threat, and we panic. So that's what you're seeing with panic buying and things like that. Once you feel a sense of threat that is over-exaggerated, maybe not as realistic, you know, in the media, things can be often over-exaggerated, because that is the business of media. The more you watch media, the more money that people make from that. So it's very easy to sensationalize news, and it's easy to perceive a greater sense of panic and threat than is actually there. So I was just realizing that when I was taking a walk around the park today, because there's nowhere else to work out. And I was surprised, pleasantly surprised actually, by the amount of people who are taking walks, because that means they're taking care of themselves, and it was great. There were people walking their dogs, because you have to do that, and people with their baby strollers going around. It was a wonderful day today, and you know, you realize that, you know, in the media, everyone's just in such a panic mode, panic attack almost, of, oh no, this is gonna be so bad. Your threat level goes so much up, and you start hoarding all this hand sanitizer, you start buying all that toilet paper, things like that, which is not the actual reality. You do not need to buy toilet paper. I mean, it's a false sense of threat, because supply lines remain intact. You don't have to be hoarding things right now. You don't have to buy a month's worth of food, but everyone does. And once everyone actually starts to buy a month's worth of food, then it becomes reality, because then people who actually need it every week do not have access to that groceries, and therefore they think, oh, because these are not in stock, maybe I should start buying them. So it becomes like almost like a bank run, where, you know, the perception becomes reality to a certain extent. And so my realization from walking around is, you know, the world's great right now. You think that there's just so much wrong going on here, like war, death, disease, political instability, polarization, things like that. But the reality is, just try walking outside, right? Just look at how people are living. Because once you start doing that, you realize, you know, there is no really reason for panic. In fact, panic doesn't really help the situation. If you think that something is bad and something should be improved, panicking does not help. You have to act upon your concerns rather than panicking. And so trying not to have a heightened sense of threat is useful. And a psychological explanation for that is, when you're isolated by yourself, you actually have a heightened sense of threat. This is an actual thing. If you're in a group, you perceive less of a threat, because you know that you can rely on others, and therefore you sleep better, right? Whenever there was a human tribe, people used to have shifts of perceiving threat throughout the night. And so people could sleep while others are awake and on guard. So that same mentality is baked into our biology, in saying that if you're alone, you have a heightened sense of threat, because if you don't catch it, no one will. So that makes sense. When you're isolated, when you're by yourself, socially distancing, that you have an heightened sense of threat. Now, we've talked about lots of strategies of feeling connected, so that even if you're not physically able to be with another person, you feel that social stability, so that you don't have that heightened sense of threat, and you don't go in hyperdrive of these fears, because that's really what politics is doing. That's what news media is in the business of doing, feeding into your mania, feeding into your heightened sense of threat, feeding into your terrors, fears. And one way of getting out of that cycle is just breathing in, breathing out, just taking a walk, seeing that, you know, outside the world is great. It's a sunny day in the morning if you're walking out. There is calm. The world is not going to explode at any second. You are okay. Breathe in and breathe out. You'll be fine. I hope this helps. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.
What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?